This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It's real today to visit one of the pioneers in health IT, a brilliant leader, Bill Russell. Bill also, he has a podcast called This Week in Health IT. He also has a newsletter and an organization, and just a brilliant thinker around health technology, health information technology. Bill, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us about This Week in Health IT?
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity to be on Becker's podcast. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system, $6.5 billion in revenue out of Southern California. Today I do consulting, executive coaching with an emphasis on IT and IT strategy, and I do content. Those are my three C's. The content is done through This Week in Health IT, which is a podcast I started in 2018. The concept was really born out of my belief that it's just so hard to keep healthcare staff current on what is going on, especially with regard to technology. And when I was the CIO, we had 23,000 employees spread across three states, 600 plus IT staff, as well as contractors. And I would have these, you know, phenomenal conversations either at conferences or with vendors, or even in my office. And when I was done, I sat back and I thought, man, I really wish I had the ability to record that conversation and share it with the entire organization. I mean, some of them were just so amazing. And when I left St. Joseph Health, I flew around the country and visited with my peers and asked them about this idea. And they agreed that there was a need. So we launched the podcast. And you know, since then, we've done about 400 interviews since 2018, and we've created over 4,000 videos on our YouTube channel, which include not only the full shows, but also short video clips. We break down the clips into topics so people can watch maybe 3 or 4 minute clips. And we're always looking for ways to unlock the insights from these great leaders. And recently, we started doing feature articles where we take a topic, pull those clips together and share those. And we've been doing that twice a month. That's doubled our website traffic. And this year, I think the hardest thing I do this year, we launched Today in Health IT, and that gets me up every morning at about 5:30 a.m. I scour the news articles and I do a 5 to 10 minute daily podcast on some news story that's going to impact health IT. And you know, a lot of times I pull that straight from Becker's Healthcare. You guys do a phenomenal job pulling the industry insights together. And that's really, in a nutshell, what we're doing these days at This Week in Health IT.
Oh, fantastic. And tell us for a moment about you talk to so many people. What are the big trends that you're following in health IT today? What are the two or three biggest trends you're following?
Well, I'd really break it out. There's healthcare trends and there's health IT trends. And I think, you know, when I think about it, there's really three mega trends happening in healthcare today. And as you know, mega trends are the trends that influence the other trends, right? They're larger. And as we all know, on February 29th, 2020, the first COVID-19 case was reported in Washington State. And I'm sure history is going to show that there were cases before then, but that was the first time we really recognized it. We diagnosed it and we reported on it. And at that moment in time, you know, all of our strengths and weaknesses of our healthcare system across the country were on full display. And there was heroic efforts. But one of the things you learn in healthcare, and especially healthcare IT, is when you see heroic efforts, it usually is an indication that something has failed. Heroic efforts are required when plans, systems, and processes have failed. Heroes step into the void. When you think about war, you know, why do we need heroes in war? It's because the peace process failed. You know, the void has to be filled. So the pandemic has to be the first mega trend. The second one is outside investment. And you and I talked about this before on the podcast when you came on, that the amount of outside investment in healthcare right now is staggering. Let's see, Rock Health had $14 billion. Everyone has heard the numbers. They see the headlines, retail, big tech, VC, private equity, everyone believes they're going to be able to carve off a piece of the $3.8 trillion healthcare market. And the reality on that is it doesn't take much to tilt a health system from an operating profit to an operating loss. So, the first mega trend is the pandemic. The second has to be the magnitude of the outside investment. And the third, the third's a little, maybe not a mega trend, but it's something that is worth keeping an eye on. And that is sentiment towards the cost of healthcare. And again, you and I have talked about this. The most common word I hear used with regard to healthcare costs is unsustainable. And the next most common sentiment around it is that it's opaque. Costs keep going up, and that really can't continue. And I have no idea how much my personal healthcare is going to cost when I actually need it. Those are the three mega trends that we're keeping an eye on in healthcare. And they influence each other along with outside factors, obviously. Healthcare delivery organizations make a profit most years by increasing prices, and that's not going to be sustainable. And you hear that not only from healthcare leaders, you hear it from government leaders, you hear it from patients across the board. Healthcare costs need to come in line. And we have to shift, I believe we have to shift from raising prices to reducing costs. And technology has been phenomenal at that in other industries and has not done as well within healthcare. So that's one of the things that we're keeping an eye on. And then obviously with all the investment coming in, the first dollar of healthcare spend and the position of influence in the healthcare decision-making tree is really going digital. And very few health systems, I believe, have the consumer chops to compete with some of these consumer behemoths that are coming in here. And finally, this is all coming at a time when healthcare is really, they have to fill the void. All those voids that we found during the pandemic have to be filled. And it's coming at a time when we're going to be facing intense pressure from the outside. So, but getting back to your question, I'm not sure I answered your original question. What am I focused on this year? I'm focused on what we always do here at This Week in Health IT. We amplify great thinking to propel healthcare forward. So we're looking for pockets of great thinking around these trends and what are the leaders saying. And our job is to find that. And sometimes it's in the trenches and not necessarily in the executive offices. So we try to find that and amplify that and shout it from the rooftops. That's what we're doing.
And let me ask you this question. You mentioned sort of the challenges in margins, the explosion of people selling all kinds of digital health things, the challenges, of course, in terms of a health system's margins and deciding what to buy and what not to buy, because there's an explosion of things that are being sold at them. And I feel like sometimes it's sold at them versus with them or to them. Sometimes they are truly side by side, but there's a lot of app. How does a CIO decide what to buy, what not to buy, what to invest in, what not to invest in? How do you look at some of those issues?
When you're looking at buying decisions, it's really interesting. System strategy begets buying decisions. I think that's a pretty well understood concept. System strategy is, or at least should be, the coalescing of a belief statement, right? So I should be able to read your system's strategy and identify what your institution believes about the future of healthcare. And that's going to really drive the buying decisions. And I would add that IT leaders' role in that is to influence the system strategy by educating people on what's possible. What's possible with data, what's possible with technology, new emerging technologies and those kinds of things. So, I think the best way for me to answer that question is to really talk about my experience. So, my first year as CIO was 2011 in a healthcare system, and we were in the process of developing a new system strategy. And we had a set of beliefs, and those beliefs were things like we knew we needed to be more agile. Healthcare was changing rapidly. We weren't necessarily sure where it was going, but we knew that those that were able to succeed would be agile. That is, they would be able to adapt to a changing market in a nimble fashion, especially in our case with regard to fixed investments in technology and speed of deployment and those kind of things. We believe that more care was going to be delivered outside the four walls of the health system, And we needed to be prepared for that. And so we were, that was part of our belief system. And it ended up leading to our buying decisions, which I'll talk about in a minute. And we also, you know, believe that that data was the greatest untapped resource in healthcare. And we wanted to lay the foundation for a data-driven healthcare system, which is something you hear all the time today, but weren't necessarily hearing as much back in 2011. You know, our buying decisions based on that were a strong move to the cloud and a move away from fixed asset data centers. You know, I'd gone to the executive team and asked for money for a crack unit. And if you don't know what a crack unit is, you know how silly it is to go into a healthcare executive room and ask for money for a computer room air conditioning unit, and to the tune of, you know, $750,000. So we said, no, no more of this. We're going to go to the cloud, and we're going to stop buying these fixed assets. And the goal was agility. And I hear still technology leaders haggling over this decision all the time because it's not cost neutral. But our goal wasn't cost neutral. Our goal was agility and to do things where we could scale our infrastructure up and down as required, like say you would need to do in a pandemic. And quite frankly, no architecture is more agile than the cloud. We also, you know, as we were looking at data-driven and other things and digital and the move to outside the health system, you know, we developed a fund to really help fledgling ideas become products that would fill the healthcare IT capability gap. We funded a company that built a common clinical viewer across a clinically integrated network of about 100 distinct EHRs. It's really a precursor to what Google is doing in the way of Nightingale for Ascension. You know, it was a digital front door also that, well, actually, it was linked to a digital front door that we had the usual patient experiences in that you would find today. But we also integrated an advanced behavioral model into that tool. And the tool had the ability to influence patient behaviors. That was the goal of where we were going with that. And we called it a nudge engine, and it's a way of nudging patients to make the right decisions when they're not in front of the doctor around things that we know drive better health. So we launched that. We launched pilots around digitally enabled home care that required us to learn really how to deploy technology in the home, call center workflows out of the home, handle patient technology questions. You know, all these things may seem obvious today, but back in 2011, they were based on our belief in where the future of healthcare was going. And I think that's the defense that we have to put up. What do we believe? Where is healthcare going? And so when I coach CIOs, I always say, you know, what do you believe? And sometimes I can sort of get pushback, like, does it matter what I believe? And I'm like, yes, it matters, because Mayo Clinic can't tell you how to deliver care in, you know, in Idaho, because Mayo Clinic's models are different than what you're going to be delivering to your community. You have to determine what you believe about the future of the delivery of healthcare in the communities that you serve. And then that dictates what buying decisions. And then people can talk all they want. You're just looking for the things that are going to serve your organization and your community.
And talk about, where do people find Bill This Week in Health IT? Where do they find your podcast? Where do they listen to you? I mean, you're a great thinker in this area. Where can people learn more of what you do?
The easiest way to find us is thisweekhealth.com is the website. But, you know, we're, as I like to tell people, we're everywhere. You can find us on Apple, on iTunes, just anywhere you download a podcast, you can download This Week in Health IT or Today in Health IT.
Fantastic. Bill, always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.